We only have a few minutes left tonight, and I'm glad I enjoy the testimonies, and we need to take the time for the prayer request. So we won't get far in our Bible study tonight, but we ended last week with Jesus still talking to Nicodemus. He told Nicodemus that he needed to be born again. He used the wind to tell Nicodemus there's some things in life that you can't explain. You can feel the power of the wind, but you don't know where it comes from. You don't know where it goes. And yet, you know, sailors use the wind to propel their ships. And then Jesus used an example from the Old Testament, the book of Numbers, to try to explain to Nicodemus what it means to be born again. It was that story where the people complained and God sent fiery serpents, bit people, they began to die. The people went running to Moses. Moses went running to God, and God told Moses, I want you to make a serpent of brass, put it on a pole, lift it up, and tell everybody if they've been bitten by the snake, if they don't want to die, if they want to live, to look at the uplifted serpent. Nicodemus, as a Pharisee, as one that studied the Old Testament, was very familiar with that story. And so Jesus told him, and this is where we ended up last week, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Verse 15 of John chapter 3, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, why is it that those who believe in the Son of Man, the one that was lifted up on the cross, shall have eternal life? Well, Jesus explains that in the next verse. John chapter 3, verse 16, where the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. People have called John 3:16 everybody's text. It's a text that every person can take and claim. Others have called it the gospel, the little gospel, or the gospel in a nutshell. If for some reason we lost the rest of the Bible, Genesis through Revelation, we lost it all, and only had one verse left, and that verse was John 3:16. There's enough gospel in that one verse to save every man that wants to come to God. It tells us that God, in his love, took the initiative for our salvation, that he saves us through his Son, that salvation is appropriated by our faith in him. And those that believe have life, life everlasting. When you quote John 3:16, when you say John 3:16, you've said it all. You don't need to add anything to it. Preachers and teachers have tried to explain it, but they can't enlarge upon it. This one of those verses, if you want to know what the book of Revelation talks about when it says you shouldn't add or delete anything from the Bible, just go to John 3:16. What would you take out? What would you add? Nothing should be taken out. Nothing needs to be added. It tells us of the greatest reason for divine love, the word for. It tells us the original source of love, God. It tells us the greatest degree of love, so. It tells us the greatest emotion of love, loved. It tells us the greatest object of love, the world. It tells us the greatest expression of love, he gave. It tells us the greatest gift of love, his only begotten Son. It tells us the greatest demand of love, that. The greatest recipient of love, whosoever. The greatest response to love, believeth in him. The greatest deliverance in love, should not perish. The greatest alternative that love offers, but. The greatest possession of love, have. The greatest quality and extent of love, everlasting. And the greatest fruit of love, life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's what Ray's sister needs. It's what Audrey needs. It's what those that you've mentioned tonight that don't know Christ, they just need to look at John 3:16. Gives them everything they need to know about how to find God, about how to get right with God. And I'm so glad that that God made it so simple. You can take this verse back to Awana tonight, and you can talk to a 6 or a 7 or an 8-year-old child, and they can understand John 3:16. You can take it to a scholar who hasn't believed in God at all, and if he just listened to John 3:16, he would come to know Christ. From the smallest child that has a minimal amount of understanding to a scholar that has studied the scripture and yet has not found God, this verse can bridge the gap between that little child and that scholar, bridge the gap between them and God, and bridge the gap between every single person in between those two extremes. John 3:16 was a big reason I got saved. My grandmother would quote that verse before I got saved to me every time I spent the night at her house. She'd tell it to me before I went to bed at night. She'd tell it to me before she gave me breakfast in the morning. Before I was saved, I could quote John 3:16. And when I got saved, I claimed John 3:16. I'm glad God, I'm so glad that there was a man named Nicodemus who came to Jesus by night, and Jesus knew why he came. He said, in order for you to enter the kingdom of God, it's not because you're a Jew, it's not because you're a Pharisee. In order to enter the kingdom of God, you have to be born again. And I'm glad that Nicodemus was a little dense. I'm glad that he didn't get it right away. I'm glad that God had to explain it to him, because if God hadn't explained it to him, we might not have John 3:16. And so I'm so glad that he went, didn't understand it first, and Jesus gave us that verse that has meant so much to so many people since that night there when Nicodemus and Jesus visited. Thank you for being here tonight. Let's stand together and we'll have a word of prayer. The men will be praying back in the library. The ladies will meet over here. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, we'll be gathering here at the church. We'll be praying for God to bless our country, for God to guide us, to, as Bill said, to raise up people, and he already has, to run for office, and that God will give us the wisdom to put into office those that he wants to serve. God has a will. He has a will, and we need to be obedient. His children need to be obedient. Brother Bill, I'm going to ask you if you would tonight, please dismiss us in prayer.